I'm Nikki Willette with Montana News. Thursday was a big day in Glacier National Park.
Happy birthday, National Park Service!
The parks turned 100, and to celebrate, Secretary of the Interior Sally Jewell made a pilgrimage of sorts up going to the Sun Road to see the park's waning namesakes. She called it
an incredible reminder of why the National Park Service was America's best idea.
Along the trail to the Hidden Lake Overlook from Logan Pass, Secretary Jewell wishes happy birthday to other hikers.
We all came.
Happy birthday on the 100th birthday of the park.
Pretty awesome.
Today.
Yes. Thank you.
And commends Glacier for its collaborative work with tribes, Canadian parks, classrooms, and nonprofits.
National parks cannot survive as islands or postage stamps in a broader ecosystem. And there's no place farther along in the United States of America than this crown of the continent region for making the case for that. And it's been decades in the making.
She also hears about some of the challenges Glacier National Park faces in the next 100 years. For Park Superintendent Jeff Mao, the biggest challenge is climate change.
Glacier's at the forefront. You could call it the leading edge, maybe even the bleeding edge of climate change in terms of impacts to the park.
The loss of Glacier Park's namesake is perhaps the most visible and drastic impact of a warming climate.
So this is 1914, when the park was already 4 years old.
Dan Fajery is a climate change researcher for the U.S. Geological Survey. He's standing on the Hidden Lake Boardwalk Trail under Clements Mountain, holding up a black and white photo of a hanging glacier on the side of the mountain.
And by the 30s, when this area was developed, the road had been completed, it was already much smaller. And sometime in the 40s or 50s, it disappeared entirely.
Fajery says the park could lose all of its remaining 25 glaciers over the next several decades. And this would cause a huge shift for plants and wildlife. With no glaciers, trees would grow in places they've never grown before, pushing bighorn sheep and mountain goats into areas with more predators.
One change in the ecosystem has cascading changes throughout the rest of the ecosystem.
Another challenge facing the parks is funding. Budgets are so constrained that parks are now accepting corporate sponsorships. Both of Montana's senators say Congress can do better in supporting the nation's parks. On Thursday, Senator John Tester celebrated the park's centennial in Yellowstone, while Senator Steve Daines sent out birthday selfies and Snapchats from Glacier.
We love our parks. The challenge is that we have infrastructure constraints, so we need to address the funding issues in Congress.
Daines says Congress needs to make funding the parks a priority and find a reliable, consistent funding mechanism for protecting the parks. He attended an evening program in Apgar Village, highlighting one way the Park Service is moving into its second century, using social media to reach a more diverse and younger audience. About 200 people showed up for the park's Insta-meet, where users of the social media platform Instagram met in real life. There was cake, courtesy of the Glacier Park Conservancy, and singing. And, of course, a massive group photo. The park's centennial celebrations were exactly the exclamation point you'd want to mark the end of a century of preservation. But parks aren't time capsules. They're part of a modern and changing world. When the party's over, the Park Service, Congress, tribes, states, and people will have to figure out how to carry these national treasures through the next 100 years. From Apgar Village, I'm Nikki Willette, Montana Public Radio.